We're going to talk about manifestations, just like the title would suggest, but let's start with some prayer. Father, we are honoring you with our lives. We thank you for just the life that you've given us, Lord. There's a lot worse things in life than where we're at today, Lord. And I just praise you that there is a hope and a future for us, that you have laid things out in front of us that we can partake of. There are opportunities coming our way. There are things that we can engage in and partake of that are going to bring true joy in our heart. And a true attitude of service as we step into those things, Lord, will ensure that all that takes place. Lord, we're thanking you for it. I pray as we press into the manifestations of your Holy Spirit, I pray that we learn from it. We take from it exactly what you want us to get, and that we draw something that will help us as we leave this building today to go out into our families and our communities and workplaces, Lord. We love you. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Amen. So manifestations, okay? It's kind of a funny story, but when you look up manifestations, okay, sometimes in the very last slide, I put up a picture of something that has to do with whatever the message was. And last night I was working on that, and so I typed in manifestations into the search engine, and it pulls up manifestations of all kinds of stuff and not so much God stuff. So as I was rereading through this morning, I'm thinking maybe I need to clarify a little bit as I talk about manifestations. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, okay, and what he has done and what he's doing right now. And I think you'll enjoy this. So we touched on it briefly last weekend. I gave the definition of the word grace. I don't know if you remember that. We put it up on a screen, and there's the word grace in the New Testament. The majority of times when you see that in the Bible, it is the word charis, okay, and it means gift. Okay. Well, on occasion, when you're looking up that word for grace in the Greek, you'll see the word charisma, okay, instead of just the word charis. Okay, and that charisma is a little deeper in meaning. Okay, when the word charisma is used in the Greek, it is describing a specific form or manifestation of God's grace. Okay, and that's what got me thinking about that word manifestation and what it meant. Okay, then also last week we read a scripture out of the book of 1 John 4:9. And it says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. Okay, so I don't know about you guys and your reading, your Bible time as you're reading, but when I read something like that, where it says, in this was manifested the love of God, it makes me want to know exactly what that means. What did it mean when he manifested the love, his love toward us? Okay, so that word manifest or manifested in the Greek is the word phanerio. Okay, and it's one of those PH words, P-H-A-N-E-R-O-O, phanero. Okay, and it means, I have the definition here, it means to cause to be seen, to be disclosed, to be displayed, to make known, to reveal, or to show. Okay, kind of what you would think of with the word manifest. What does it mean to manifest something? Now, when I look through that definition, to cause to be seen means that something that wasn't seen is now seen. Okay, or it could be to be disclosed means something that was not known to you or hidden to you is now disclosed. You have access to it. Something that is displayed, okay, means it's put out there in a way that everybody can see it. Okay, and it talks about being, you know, making known or revealing or showing. Okay, and I'll get into more of that in a few minutes. But this verse is telling us that the love of God was disclosed, okay, was displayed, it was caused to be seen by us through the unveiling of Jesus Christ, okay, through him being the Son, that revelation, you could call it, of him being the Son of God sent to us for the divine purpose of saving us from guilt and condemnation and the punishment of our sin. So the manifestation of God was given to us so that we could see Jesus for who he is. Okay? And what happens in a person's life when you finally see Jesus for who he is? Okay, he goes from this God out in outer space to this very personal and real Savior that saved you from the eternal punishment and consequence of your sin. Okay, the moment when we comprehend that moment, okay, the moment when we comprehend that, the love of God is manifested in our life. Okay, that manifestation is particularly powerful because it is at that moment when we see for the very first time that we are born again, that we are washed clean of our sin, okay, in God's eyes, and all this as a free gift of the Son that God gave us. Okay, that means that this manifestation of God's love toward us in this particular verse is extremely important. Okay, so that word manifestation again keeps standing out because I'm thinking, if this manifestation is that important that it's eternal life changing, then what about all the other things that the Bible says are manifested toward us? Okay, there's got to be some other good things in there as well. So it got me wondering, what else has been manifested? Okay, what else has been displayed, put on display by God? What else has been disclosed and made known unto us by God? Now, obviously, if that one was so life-changing, that a lot of these other ones are probably going to be pretty awesome too. What I found is that the King James Version of the Bible uses this term manifest or manifested 53 times. And 52 of those times is in the New Testament. What that tells us is that the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, where he is manifesting and displaying things for the people of God in a real and tangible way, is something that the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us is responsible for. Okay? Now, under Old Covenant stuff, the Spirit of God would come upon them. In the New Covenant, the Holy Spirit resides in us, right? A big, big difference. Okay, so that manifestation that came from them was more of an audible voice of God, or a finger writing on a stone, or a sea parting, or things that were coming that they could see with their eyes. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit comes from within. Okay, so it's something that jumps out at me when I see that, oh, that word was only used once under the Old Covenant, but in New Testament it's used all the time. Okay, 52 times. We see in that the Holy Spirit is responsible for revealing in Jesus' answer when a man named Judas asked him a question. Okay, now Judas that it describes in these verses we're going to look at, you'll understand it when we read it, but it says Judas, not Iscariot. And what that means is it wasn't the betrayer. It wasn't Judas that betrayed him. It was a different guy. But this man named Judas asked Jesus how he was going to reveal himself, how he was going to manifest himself, how are you going to disclose yourself, how are you going to put yourself on display for just the believers. And the people who choose not to believe are not going to be able to see it. Legitimate question, I think. He was wondering how Jesus planned to go about that. And it's Jesus' answer that tells us that it's the Holy Spirit. Jesus says that it is through the Holy Spirit that I am going to send to you. Remember, he's walking on the earth. He's going to go and have his Father send the Holy Spirit. Let's read the verse, then you'll know what I'm talking about. In John chapter 14, starting in verse 21, Jesus said, "He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." But Judas says unto him, not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my sayings, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. And then in verse 25, he says this, these things have I spoken unto you, being present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, can you see that in that passage? Jesus says that he will manifest himself to those who love him and walk in his ways. And then when he is asked directly how that will happen, Jesus says, my Father is going to send the Holy Spirit to teach you and to reveal to you everything that I am saying. In other words, Jesus includes God and the Holy Spirit in that one conversation, saying, here's the only way that that is possible. Yes, I will speak, I will do all these things, but it's the Holy Spirit that God will send in my name that will reveal it and open your eyes so that you can see what is happening. Okay, rather than, what this tells me is that rather than struggling through life, okay, rather than wondering what you should do, okay, or striving to perform to try to get God to move on your behalf, it would behoove you to change your focus and simply ask the Holy Spirit to manifest God in and through your life. Remember last week it was Received, I think was the title. It's about walking in what he already did. Okay, and that's exactly what Jesus is pointing to here again. Rather than saying, you know, oh God, please heal me, we can start by saying, God, your word says that Jesus, by his stripes, I am healed. So I pray, Holy Spirit, manifest that healing in my body. Manifest what's already been given. Show it to me, display it to me, put it out there where I can see it and recognize it. Instead of asking God to bless you, try asking the Holy Spirit to manifest every blessing that God has already given you. Okay, reveal these things to me so that I'm not in the dark about it. God is pouring out a tremendous amount of blessings into our life every day. And we're not partaking of it because we're not acknowledging it. Sometimes we need to have the Holy Spirit. We need to ask him, show me what God is doing. Reveal to me what you're doing. Manifest the glory of God in my life. Manifest the blessings so that I can see them for what they really are. At that moment, the Holy Spirit kicks into high gear, starts bringing all this stuff to pass. You know why? Because he wants to glorify God. Okay? And God is glorified at that moment, again, when you see the love of God is being manifested towards you in those blessings, in those good things. Okay? That's how we know that the Holy Spirit is bringing these things to pass. Now, the Holy Spirit is the, I call him the revealer. Okay, he reveals things to us. He unlocks and unleashes. Okay, he reveals the wisdom of God. Okay, he reveals the strength of God. He reveals the power and the miracles and the glory of God. He is the one that manifests these things into our life. And rightfully so. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, even the deep things of God. Now I'd ask you, who knows God better than part of the Godhead? Okay, the Holy Spirit knows exactly the point that God is trying to get across to you. He knows without any doubt this is what God wants for this person at this moment in life. Okay, the Holy Spirit is the one that will quicken that, makes the word jump out. He's the one that makes us fully understand and comprehend when something was God and not something we worked up with our flesh, not something that we forced to happen on our own, that we did in the natural. Okay? We know that it was the things of God because the Holy Spirit knows the exact point that God was trying to get to you, and when we realize that, He gets the glory. Okay, now think of it like this. Have you ever heard of a gender reveal party? Anybody heard of a gender reveal? Okay, they do big YouTube videos on it all the time. Okay, a gender reveal is where there's a young couple that they're going to have a baby, right? And they do something that is unique or funny or dramatic to let everybody know whether they're having a boy or a girl. The main point of that whole gender reveal thing is disclosed. Okay, the main point of the whole thing is to let everyone that's in attendance or that's watching online or that's interested in paying attention to know that one particular detail. Right? Isn't a gender reveal about revealing a gender? That's the point. That's what, at the end of that event or that time, everybody is going to know that one thing. Okay, now I want to show you a video this morning so that you can have sort of a visual to be able to understand, because I'm going to explain how this is what the Holy Spirit is doing in our life right now. Okay, this revealing one point. Go ahead, Elijah. There's 10, 15 minutes of those in there, but the whole point is that I want you to think about that moment that they were having right there, where there was one key thing that they were trying to let everybody know. Okay, apply that to your Christian life with God. Think about your moment of truth. Okay, because as soon as it came out, it was revealed pink or blue, they knew in an instant. They knew exactly what the answer was. The Holy Spirit is trying to get some points across to us, okay, in that same kind of manner. It might not be pink and blue. Okay? It might not be, you know, squealing tires or hitting a whatever it was. What do you call those? Pinata. Okay. So the Holy Spirit may not use something like that, but my point is that He wants to manifest something in your life to the point that there's no doubt, that you know, okay, that you get it right then and there. Okay, it's like that moment of truth. Okay, the Holy Spirit is the orchestrator of those kind of moments. Okay, He's the one that was creative enough to think up how to do all this stuff. Okay, let's pour some stuff into a beacon and let it boil out blue, right? That's the Holy Spirit was the one that is the one that comes up with something to get the message across to you in a way that will be undeniable, enjoyable, you'll be able to experience it. Now, you might have noticed in that some of the kids were not very happy with the result. Okay? They threw a bat down, they stomped off crying. Okay? Unfortunately, we as Christians will do that on occasion too. Because the Holy Spirit says, wants you out of that relationship. And we don't want out of it. Or the Holy Spirit is saying, I want you to take a different job. The Holy Spirit is saying, I want you to move ahead in this particular area of your life, and yet you're wanting to hang on to it. Okay? And so some of us are stomping our feet, throwing the bat down, saying, Holy, why'd you say that? You know, why did you reveal that in that way? Okay, the Holy Spirit was given to you as a gift from your Lord and Savior to help you. No harm at all. Okay, it is to help you. Okay, He wants to benefit your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 4, the Bible tells us that there are diversities or many kinds of gifts, but it's the same Holy Spirit. There's many differences of administrations, but it's the same Lord. There's diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. And then it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every one of us to profit withal. Okay? The revelations that the Spirit give to each one of us is for our profit, to help us in some way. Now that word prophet literally means in the Greek, bring together. The Holy Ghost is the one that makes, that takes the things of God and what He's doing in your life and the things of your life and helps them come together to make sense so that you can understand how they're joining or what just happened. Okay, now, for time's sake, I'm not going to go through every one of the scriptures that talks about something being manifested or revealed toward us from God. But know this. The scriptures tell us that the truth is manifested to us. You can know the truth. The word says that Jesus is manifested in our hearts. The Bible tells us that our fleshly nature and the Spirit of God within us are at odds with one another. And then it tells us that the works of the flesh are manifested by the Spirit. In other words, the Spirit will reveal to you exactly what it is that's troubling you. He'll point out some things, right? Maybe you'll enjoy it and scream and jump up and down happy. Thanks God, I really wanted to know that. Now I know what direction to go. And other times you might throw a bat, okay? But I guarantee you those kids love their sibling eventually, right? The Bible says that the mysteries of God are manifested to the saints. The Bible says that the purpose and grace of Jesus Christ is, quote, made manifest. Okay, the Bible says that the plan and path to eternal life was manifested to us. Okay, as you go through this week, I want to encourage you to spend some time pondering on the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in your life. What is the point of the reveal party? Okay, what's that one thing that He wants you to get? Okay, He is orchestrating something. He has put together a scenario and a scene to help you to be able to see clearly and to know without a doubt. So what part of that manifestation in your life are you supposed to walk away knowing without any shadow of a doubt? Okay, as you go through your week, seek those kind of answers from Him. God has given you the Holy Spirit to reveal a great many things to you if you'll just pay attention. Ask Him and pay attention and let Him start manifesting some things in your life. They're always going to be good and for your benefit. Amen. Father God, we're praising You this morning. We receive all that You want to do. I pray, Lord, let us humble ourselves before You. Let us ask of You for revelation knowledge, for understanding of Your Word, understanding of our situation, understanding of our direction, understanding why things happened, what led up to it, where we're at now, and where we're going. Just reveal to us everything that we can possibly handle, Lord. And I pray that as we go through life, as we mature, that we will yield ourselves and handle more and more. That we'll be able to understand exactly what it is that You are manifesting, that You're speaking to us, that You're revealing to us. Father, let us be different because of it. Let us make changes in our life. Let us alter things in our life, good, and let go of the bad and press toward the good, Father, letting go of things that are trying to hold us back and reaching out unto all that You have for us, Lord. Let us reach and grab hold of exactly what You're manifesting for us. Father, we're praising You for it. We thank You for it. It's in Jesus' name that we say, Amen.